On 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down. As a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
I hope to study further a few more years or so. I also hope to keep a steady high.
Good afternoon. Another program, The Present Truth. Rick Rodriguez. You know, Vladimir Zelensky, now there's talk that continuity of government is hard at work in Ukraine to replace him because he's going to expire. He's not going to live. His time on this blue oyster that we call Earth is over. So, out of a Pravda, the West lives in an anticipation of Zelensky's death. Whoopsie daisy, you want to play with the CIA? You want to be a puppet of the CIA? Well, then you better expect at some point the CIA will turn on you. Zelensky's death is now on the agenda of Western media. Allegedly, a junta from his inner circle will rule Ukraine after him. Russia should not allow such a development. Russia should not allow such a development. I didn't bring my glasses, and what I'm reading from is a little bit small. Oh, there it is. I can see it now. I just got closer. The avant-garde of the Western press, Politico, is an article, Ukraine's plan in case Russia assassinates Zelensky. No, Russia won't assassinate Zelensky. Putin's not that stupid. We are that stupid to believe that Russia would assassinate Zelensky, but Russia wouldn't do that. Why would they want to make Zelensky a martyr? That would be foolish. But the Western press. So they wrote that his death would come as a serious blow, but political stability in Ukraine would not be seriously disrupted. The publication refers to U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who told CBS last year, quote, Ukrainians have plans in place that I'm not going to talk about or get into any details on. Ukrainians? No. Blinken is straight out flat a liar. It's not Ukrainians. It's American CIA. Zelensky hasn't performed. End of chat, or end of my note. I'm not going to talk about or get into the details on it to make sure that there is what we would call continuity of government one way or another. Absolutely. This is what they do. This is what empire does. There will always be continuity of government in any operation, in any nation, internationally, that we're a part of. Any coup, any assassination, overthrow of any regime. It appears that the president of Ukraine is not aware of those plans because Secretary of the National Security and Defense Council of Ukraine, Oleksiy Danilov, commented on the article in Politico as follows. If in Ukraine there is no plan to ensure continuity of government in the event of Zelensky's death, so why is the United States talking about continuity of government should Zelensky be assassinated when the Ukrainians are not aware of any continuity of government in case Zelensky should die, should pass away to get the flu. He's going to get some kind of flu. Will it be a Bush flu, Clinton flu, Obama flu? These are the worst kind of flus. You think COVID is bad? You don't want to get the Clinton flu. You don't want to get the Obama flu. You don't want to get the Bush flu. You don't want to get any flus. The Johnson flu back in those days. Of course, Zelensky has different plans for a good life in a villa in Florida or in a mansion in London and a fat bank account after he flees Ukraine. Because I'm going to a commercial, I have a note, a thought, a comment about Zelensky using Adolf Hitler as a backdrop. And because I'm going to a commercial here in just a second, I don't want to leave you hanging. The Ukrainian politicians are aware of that. The political names, those who will be governing what remains of Ukraine after Zelensky's death as part of a governing council. This is what they do. This is what these rulers of the world do. It's a gangster's paradise. I really mean that. I don't joke about it. The gangsters of the world, the rulers of the world, gangsters, the wealthy rich men of the world, gangsters, the families, these are the gangsters. What you saw in Hawaii was what's going to happen to people and nations that resist the Second World Order, the plans of the Second World Order. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. We'll be back.
Living sharp is a lifestyle here at TBB's. You need to look sharp, carry sharp, and most importantly, be sharp. Let us show you how sharp it can be today. We're pushing ourselves to take as many walk-ins at both locations, but if we can't squeeze you in, we'll make a convenient appointment for you. Give us a call at 970-617-2158 for our Loveland location located at 4th and Garfield, or in Meade at 720-745-0783 on the southeast corner of Highway 66 and I-25. If you're tech savvy, hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com, and as always, live sharp.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Hey, Sharp community members, this is Tommy with Tommy's Barbers and Blades. We're reaching out to you guys to let you know that we're in need of a barber or stylist at our Meade location on Highway 66 and I-25. If you're a seasoned pro or know someone who's great, give us a ring at 720-745-0783 or stop in and talk to us. We're looking for you. Again, that's 720-745-0783.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk.
I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like. On my knees in the night, saying prayers in the street light.
Been spending most of the night.
The whole world lives in a gangster's paradise. And the world is waking up to where the gangsters congregate, who they are. The Second World Order, the United States, there was going to be a New World Order, a One World Order, the Order of the Ages. The plan is still in motion, but there is a New World Order in existence. It's about a year and 6 months old. The Second World Order has now become the One World Order. Global Order, Russia and China, February 2022. America is now the Second World Order. The Order of the Ages, it's a secret code. The Order of the Ages is an occult age, going back thousands of years. An occult age that would eventually develop at a certain period of time, and this Order of the Ages would be an order to overthrow God, the thought of God, people of God, knowledge of God, reality of God, and bring in an occult age. At the end of the last century, the occult world was saying this century that we're in presently would be, this would be, we are living in a satanic century. Look at the chaos, the mayhem. Look at the destruction, instability internationally. They are moving forward with the order of the age, the new world order. But it is not American world hegemony any longer. The American occult agenda is developing day by day. And that objective, the agenda, was to rule every nation, continent, people, race, the world. Nope, that has ended. Russia and China ended it 18 months ago. They have a new strategy. We leave Afghanistan. We were doing okay. We were making moves. We had poppy fields. We were shipping opium. There was a black market. Black budget for the CIA, intelligence organizations in this country. Politicians were reaping the profit. Republicans, rhinos, that were reaping profits. Also the Democrats. But an order was given. Time to invade, time to push the Russia's button. Time to provoke Russia. This was not a Biden policy. Biden didn't give that order. You may not understand what I'm saying when I present to you what I'm going to introduce to you. This was a Obama objective. The man behind the curtain. with Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice, the cabal that was attempting to destroy Donald Trump. They've done a pretty good job of keeping Donald Trump out of office a second time. All of the players back in 2015, 16, 17, 18, 19, all of them, Mueller, you name it, they must destroy Russia. To rule the world, they have to rule Central Asia. No nation can rule the world without ruling and owning, controlling Central Asia. You control Central Asia, the West, the Western European nations are in your control. The Middle East, Africa, China. You control it all. You are sitting on China's doorstep if you're the American forces with the NATO countries. You can stop China. See, the NATO countries, they trade with China, but they know that China has to have limits and geographically, land-wise. It would be America, the NATO nations, that would be that barrier, and Russia. But because they want Russia eliminated, Russia is the, well, I could say Russia, but let's define it a little bit. Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin is the threat to the New World Order because he understands the plans, the objectives, the strategies, everything in place to bring about this New World Order. The World Bank, the Bank of International Settlements, he understands all this. He understands the World Health Organization. He's a threat to continuity of government, a threat to American world hegemony. Vladimir Putin without. Also Xi Jinping without, outside of the country's borders. But you have inside the borders Donald Trump. Donald Trump and the conservative people of this country. Christian, non-Christian, conservatives, patriots that love the country, that love freedom. They have own businesses. They're successful. This is the internal threat. This is the adversary within. This is a big threat to the people that have controlled the world for centuries and for thousands of years. Once they attain power, they don't let go. From the time of the Caesars, before that, Donald Trump is the threat. But they're going to keep us watching what's happening here. Don't trust this Vivek Ramaswamy. I'm going to tell you right now. This guy, don't put any hope in this guy. Ron DeSantis, forget it. Nikki Haley, forget it. None of these people are going to be the person that sits in the chief seat in this country in the future. None of these people. They want you, the voters, to believe that some one of these is going to be an advocate for you, someone who is going to do what Donald Trump hopefully could have done. He could not have done it. You cannot change things in this country. The apparatus of terror, the mechanisms of control, they're anchored. They are set. They can't be changed. what you think is the best anchor to protect this nation and the people, the Constitution of this country, the Declaration of Independence. No, you're believing a lie. It has been shredded. It is on the ropes, 12th round. At the beginning of the 12th round, it's not going to make it halfway through the 12th round. For the next administration to come in, that document must be powerless. I know I have discussed this in months and years past. The Declaration of Independence is in the Bible. It's called a restrainer. It's a law put in place by man, the most powerful man-made document ever in mankind's history other than the Bible. The Bible is first, far out ahead of the Declaration of Independence. But it's going to be destroyed. It's going to be powerless. I didn't forget about Zelensky. Now already they have plans to replace Zelensky. The head of the office of the president of Ukraine is going to be, according to Politico, in what they have obtained, their sources, Andriy Yermak, Minister of Foreign Affairs, Dmitry Kuleba, Defense Minister Alexei Reznikov, Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, Valery Zaluzhny, Speaker of the Rada, I don't know what that is, Rusian Stefanchuk. So they already have plans. Then I read to you about the first of this month. Russia is attempting to assassinate socialist Western colonial puppet leader President Vladimir Zelensky, which is false. It's not going to be Russia. It's the CIA. So a media article, quote, Ukraine says it foiled assassination plot against Zelensky, all of which was joined by former Central Intelligence Agency analyst Larry Johnson. This is on the 8th of August. Clear back then, what was it, 20 days ago, warning that the CIA is plotting to kill President Zelensky as soon as possible, blame it on Russia. It's what they do, a gangster's paradise. Now, Zelensky, I know what you're thinking, not all of you, some of you, you're thinking, well, Zelensky's going to get a pass. He's going to be supposedly disappear and die and go live someplace else. No. Darn it, we're right at the beginning of the next break. I want to present Adolf Hitler as a background and then in the forefront, Vladimir Zelensky. Zelensky is, this guy is a clown, a jester, someone put in by the CIA. He is not a diplomat. He does have, I don't think he has a real great lineage, but he is willing to murder people. He's willing to destroy his own country. He's willing to destroy men, women, children, to steal. I call him Mr. Horseleech. Give, give. Going through the streets. Give, give. I need more billions. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Jay Deplorable here. Join me for my A10 Warthog radio show, the home of truth, logic, and common sense. That Swamp Fight, Saturdays at 12 noon.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Now is the time to fight for your child's education. We are enrolling now at Civica Academy Charter School in Milliken, a tuition-free middle school high school. We are focused on smart and kind students who are prepared for the real world and love this country. We stand for the pledge, we shake hands, we don't have cell phones during the day, and focus on pursuing an industry certification by graduation. We are proudly outperforming surrounding schools academically while raising up civic leaders. I believe in this generation, and we are prepared at Civica to change the world one child at a time. Visit us at civicaco.org.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
And if you think that America cares about its sons and daughters, you're mistaken. You're being misled. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, podcast 1360khnc.com. I'm going to have a guest on tomorrow. We'll be in studio. Friend that I've known for 45 years. Join us. We're going to talk about why don't people want to hear about prophecy? So we'll discuss that tomorrow. And if you want to support me in this Present Truth, if you would like to help, you can send whatever in care to me. It's got to be put in my name, to Rick Rodriguez, care of KHNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. And if it's checks or whatever, they need to be written to me. It just eliminates extra steps for the office. Now, okay, Mr. Zelensky, when Adolf Hitler did not come into power accidentally. He wasn't just an individual that had abilities. No, he is a Solomon Rothschild grandson. He was working on behalf of the Rothschilds, the United States government, the English government. He was working with the German government. There was a plan World War II. There was going to be a shift in power. We're seeing all these shifts take place presently. England, the shift with England and England's power and her world hegemony began, England's demise began with the Boer Wars in the early 1900s, 1901, 2, and 3, I think, or 1889, 1 and 2. That was the beginning of her demise. Germany's demise was soon to come too. There was going to be a shift internationally in world power. The shift was going to go from England to the United States. It would take 40 years, 43 years. But the shift was going to take place. The shift took place. By the end of World War II, the shift internationally was the end of England's domination and the beginning, the genesis of American world hegemony. America has held that position until February 2nd, 2022. A shift took place again. Just like what took place with England. If England had not done the Boers War via Cecil B. Rhodes and these type of people, Winston Churchill, a filthy little man, filthy. Everybody idolizes Winston Churchill. He was a filthy little corrupt man. The English people should be ashamed of who this little hobbit was. I'm going to quote what he had to say so you can get an idea of how evil and wicked and what a little man he was, not just in stature, but as an individual. He was not even human. During World War I, Churchill was amongst the most ruthless imperialists and warmongers. He is quoted as saying, quote, "I think a curse should rest upon me. I think a curse should rest upon me because I love this war. I know it's smashing and shattering the lives of thousands every moment, and yet I can't help it. I enjoy every second of it." This satanic, wicked little fat man, so evil. I love every second of it. And guess what? That spirit has gone out into the world, and many people are just like that. You have a little rodent of a man who loves to kill people through vaccinations. That's who these people are. He's just a rodent. So, there's been a shift in power once again. Russia and China, a partnership. There is now a multipolar world order. It is the one world order, the new world order. It will be the dominant order in the future. Now, with Zelensky, Adolf Hitler, when he died, or when the war ended, and I had to think about it. I had to write it down so I can read it to you. As I've thought about it, as I've looked at world history, here's how I would phrase it. Germany's going to surrender, and Germany's going to surrender, but there's one condition the German military, the forces of Germany, there's one condition. The condition was this: the Führer must be pardoned from his war crimes and relocated to a safe space. That was a condition. He is royalty. He's a Rothschild. He was used by the United States OSS. Churchill was involved in it. the fat little corrupt little criminal. All these people were involved. The German people were how would you put it? They were deceived. They were the fodder, as well as the Jewish people that were destroyed, that were killed and murdered. The German people were also fodder because of the United States, England, Germany with Hitler, England, and France. The Vatican was part of it. There's no way they were going to let the Führer commit suicide. The German people that are listening, you know what I'm saying. This man, the Führer, this individual was so important to the German people, to the Third Reich, because of his occult power and the status he had in the occult world. He was not going to be sacrificed. That was verboten. He could not be sacrificed. This man would never, the Germans would never have allowed him to take a gun and put it to his head and shoot Eva and himself. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492. 720-680-0492.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Hey, Sharp community members, this is Tommy with Tommy's Barbers and Blades. We're reaching out to you guys to let you know that we're in need of a barber or stylist at our Meade location on Highway 66 and I-25. If you're a seasoned pro or know someone who's great, give us a ring at 720-745-0783 or stop in and talk to us. We're looking for you. Again, that's 720-745-0783.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
I'm going to finish my thought on Adolf Hitler. The German soldiers that were with Adolf Hitler on the day that he supposedly shot himself, first shooting Eva von Braun. Are you crazy? Do you think those German soldiers were going to allow their Führer, to shoot himself, to kill his wife, to be? And shoot himself? The people of the world that would believe that are mad. They don't see things clearly. No, this is the Führer. He is not going to, they're not going to allow him to shoot himself. Nobody would give him a gun. If he had a knife, they would take it away from him. No, he was going to be put on a U-boat. And let's see, the Salvation Army would be part of it. And the Vatican would be part of it. Italy would be part of it. England would be part of it. Germany, absolutely, the German government, the Führer must live. American OSS, Dulles, and all these groups, Forrestal, these people are all going to make sure that the Führer lives. Why? Because you don't murder a top occult individual that was responsible for the death of millions of people. You don't do that. In the occult world, that is like the highest honor. You never would allow them to sacrifice themselves. It would be like Geronimo, the powerful medicine man, trying to kill himself when he's going to be apprehended by the U.S. military. You think the men around him, the Indians that served him, they were going to allow him to do whatever, to commit suicide? No way. No way. That's the way it is in the occult world. So Adolf Hitler didn't commit suicide. The German soldiers around him, the OSS, or all of these people that were with him, he was not going to be allowed to kill himself. And the other top ranking officials in the SS, they were also freed. A few of them, you got to ante up something. But Mueller's father, Robert Mueller, his father was one of Hitler's top men, higher than Goebbels. You didn't mess with him, Heinrich. And he lives on. He spends time in South America, two different nations, the CIA. He comes to work for the CIA. Robert Mueller, born in Germany, brought to America, adopted, brought into New York City, and he's part of what? The system. Same with, you're going to see Oppenheimer. You're going to see, who was the other guy in the space program? I'll think of his name. No, these people they're not allowed to kill themselves. They are, if they're ranking, you know, Saddam Hussein, he did not have a high rank in the occult. I think Saddam Hussein did die. Epstein, he did not have a very high rating in the occult. He worked for the occult, but no, he died. And from the articles I've been reading, it was another Clinton side situation. But he was not going to be allowed to live. He does not have a high position in the occult. Neither does Zelensky. So, Vladimir Zelensky, when you hear the reports that he has left this earth, gone to burnt pastures, you better believe it. This is how that world works. Now, Joe Biden, yes, he does have position in the occult, but not the top. Will he be, I don't know, could you say sacrificed? If he isn't already, if it isn't already a done deal, if it hasn't happened already, and they're getting these individuals who appear to be Joe Biden that practice at stumbling, practice at fouling their lines, misreading their lines, falling down on the ground and jumping back up like a young 20-year-old kid. Man, when I'm 80 years old, I guarantee you, and I'm in good shape, I'm top shape. Well, okay, kind of. But I'm not going to jump off like he did. No way. He falls down on his knees, and he's back up in the matter of 1.62 seconds. I timed it. No, I'm not that fast. Nobody, no other 80-year-old man that I know of can hit the ground and bounce back up like that unless he's a rubber man, rubber stick man. So Zelensky, I had to think about it today. I had to think, what is this man going to, sure he is, because he is not, does not have high position in the occult. He is not a high Illuminati member. The high Illuminati members get away with anything they do, everything. Bush, Bill, Hillary, Jeb, all of them. George Jr., Obama. The only one that is not in that category is Donald Trump. He is not an insider. He is not a globalist. He was put in position in this country by God, by the Lord. The Lord arranges it. The Lord put him in. But the Lord did say that he would only have a short space. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHSC.com for podcast section, Present Truth.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
What can the right financial advisor help you plan for? Your kids' awkward teenage phase and they need braces. Saving up for your kids' college education. Your daughter is planning for the wedding of her dreams.
This is
taking
our
the grandkids
refuge,
to a Disney World cruise. The wife needs to fly first class to Europe. You want a boys-only trip to Vegas to get away from things. Being able to retire and live the lifestyle of your desire. With the right advisor and the right plan, all of these things are possible. I'm Joey Jaquin, and I want to be your financial advisor and help you and your loved ones live the life of your dreams. Let's not beat around the bush. This is going to require a lot of hard work, but I can personally guarantee that nobody will outwork me when it comes to being there for my clients. Too many advisors cut corners and take shortcuts to sell you. As you know, my parents raised me to be better than that. Reach me at my cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money, but lately control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Promises, promises, I'm all through with promises, promises now. I don't know how I got the nerve to walk out if I shout, remember. Now I can look at myself and be proud. I'm laughing out loud. Oh, promises, promises, this is where those promises, promises end. I don't pretend that what was wrong can be right.
Promises, promises. I kind of listen to that song like, maybe every day. And my poor wife, she just doesn't know why I listen to the same tunes over and over and over. She thinks I need to expand my horizons, musical horizons. Why? When you find the top, top, why expand? So it kind of drives her, she kind of She kind of gets tired of that music, but I don't. Promises, promises. Don't believe the promises of the politicians in this coming political season. I don't know how you're going to have the power to walk out, but you better. You better. Now, another thing I should probably touch on before the end of the thing, for the end of the program, is Prigozhin's death has been confirmed. He did die in that plane crash last week. The head of the Wagner Group, Russia's Wagner Group, and Prigozhin's top official was with him. He also died. And other people have been replaced. And at some point, because Zelensky is not a very powerful person in the occult, he is expendable. And if Joe Biden is still with us, it would be a miracle. I don't think he is. I can't prove it. But he is also expendable. Adolf Hitler was not expendable. Even, you know, Winston Churchill, he did have some occult position, but not high position. Now, Queen Elizabeth, that's another story. Charlie, that's another story. And the two boys, that is another story. There was ritual with each of their births. Diana didn't like it. They drugged her up. They did things during the time just prior to the birth of these boys. Why? Because in that world, these children are given to Satan. They are consecrated to the devil. This is the occult world. We're going to finish for today. I hope that I can, through my view of what happens in history, can give you an insight into the past to give you greater insight into the present. The great occult people in the United States of America that are in these very powerful positions, they're not expendable. They will be protected. You cannot, until God decides to end it, they stay in position. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com, podcast section.
It's a perfect time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carry-out size shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering tree for only $269.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $270.
You come take see. I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.